AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's heard another clash over religion and gay rights. The case of a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples. Sagar Magani has the arguments.
Lori Smith says ruling against her would force artists of all types to do work against their beliefs. The High Court's conservative majority sounded sympathetic, with Neil Gorsuch describing Smith as someone who will and does sell websites to everyone.
But she won't sell a website that requires her to express a view about marriage that she finds offensive to her religious beliefs.
The big question from Sonia Sotomayor and the liberals.
How about people who don't believe in interracial marriage? Or about people who don't believe that disabled people should get married? Where's the line?
Colorado and most other states have a law saying if a product is offered to the public, it must be offered to all customers. The High Court has sided with religious plaintiffs in a series of cases. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tomorrow is runoff election day for Georgia's Senate seat. Incumbent Raphael Warnock told supporters today the country needs people who are not content.
Who know that while we live in a great country, we can always make it greater.
Republican challenger Herschel Walker Sunday.
Why don't we call this senator former senator? That's his pronoun. He's going to be former senator because it's time for him to go.
Meantime, Norman Hall reports the top elections official in Texas has resigned.
Texas Secretary of State John Scott is stepping down after just a year and will return to private law. He was appointed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who will pick his successor. Scott's tenure saw the launch of new voting laws that resulted in counties throwing out nearly 23,000 mail ballots.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. A convicted serial killer has gotten another life sentence in New York.
76-year-old Richard Cottingham is considered one of the most prolific serial killers in America, already jailed for 11 homicides.
This defendant has caused irreparable harm to so many people and so many families.
Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly on WABC-TV says Cottingham has confessed in court to 5 more killings in exchange for a conviction on just one additional count. 23-year-old Diane Cusick, who was accosted and killed after buying shoes at the Green Acres Mall in 1968. John Moy spent decades wondering who killed his mother. He thanks the detectives who never gave up.
The sun shines brightly because justice has been served.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
At the World Cup, Croatia beats Japan on penalty kicks, and Brazil crushes South Korea 4-1. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.